good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today's a good show. Today we have a music show. King, Mr. King Webb, is going to co-host with me today, and we're waiting for them to come in. And today our special guest will be G-Man the Game. He'll be in studio shortly. And Mr. King will co-host with me because he is a musical rapper, and he's going to tell me all about what's going on there. But I want to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson. And we are the number one show in the morning. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are worldwide. We are now waiting for Mr. King Webb and also our special musical guest today, G-Man the Game. And when they come in shortly, we will have an interview and a show. Hopefully, King got his alarm working, and hopefully, G-Man got his alarm going on. Okay? So this is the first time I'm starting the show without my co-host, and hopefully G-Man the Game will be in shortly. All right, so we are live, and I can't stall anymore, so we're going to go right through this. This is going to be the first half of the interview or show for an interview or our first guest. Our second guest, and that's our second show, I'm going to present a very special lady. Her name is Susie Hill. And if you look at, she's coming up at 8:30. Oh, she'll come up in a couple of hours. And she's going to be doing, you know, sensational at 60 years old. And she is sensational at 60. You'll get to hear her. You know, we'll hear about health, love life, and what it is to be dating people, you know, younger men and things like that. She's coming up in about 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, which is 8, 9, 10, 11, 30. Well, here we go. Well, I guess I have to continue on. We are going to start our regular show and our radio show with music. And we will highlight not only musicians, but we will highlight comedians and filmmakers too. And what we'll do, since they're not here, I will play a song to get them here and to wake them both up. If not, it's going to be one of the shortest shows ever. You are not going to believe it. Because we do have news. Why should I just go with the news? Because we do have news. But I wanted to do the news a little later. But I'm going to have to do it now. Going to have to do it now. Let's see if we can do this. Here we go. Yeah, there we go. Well, I'm going to have to do this. We're going to do this for a whole hour. Trust me. There we go. You know, people make choices in life, and they don't really understand it. You know, who you're with, who you hang with, what group you're with, who you're associated with. It'll stick with you. And let's just go with this. So, again, all weekend, there are people who want to say opinions on Facebook about news stories. Well, here's one. Do you guys remember, Donald Trump Jr.? He had a lovely wife. You don't remember his wife, but because nobody remembers his wife, because his wife was a good wife. She kept her mouth shut. She wasn't in the news. She didn't even, I bet you a lot of people don't even know who her name is. Now, I didn't plan on doing this story now, but I'll do this story later. So anyway, apparently Donald Trump Jr. decided to leave his wife for a hoe. Yeah, for a hoe. Now, I don't know. I guess it's more money you make. The older you get, you can buy hoes. They're like accessories or side pieces. But he left his wife for a hoe, like father, like son. That's right. Melania is not the most innocent woman in the world, and I hate to call her a first lady. Damn, I hate to call her a first lady. But I want you to I'm going to give you a reawakening who she is, because a lot of you guys heard her. Kimberly Goyle Foyle. Yeah, you can if you don't remember her, here's a little bit. She was speaking at the Trump rally. Again, she is Donald Trump's junior girlfriend. She used to work at Fox News, too. But remember her speech at the RNC, the Republican convention. Remember that? Well, you're gonna hear it. Just to remind you who she is, because we're gonna talk about her ass. Here she is.
Guilfoyle. Yes, a proud supporter of President Donald J. Trump. Rioters must not be allowed to destroy our cities. Human sex drug traffickers should not be allowed to cross our border. Just take a look at California. The Democrats turned it into a land of discarded heroin needles, riots in streets, and blackouts in homes. In President Trump's America, we light things up, we build things up, and we stand for our flag. Do you believe in American greatness? They want to control what you see and think and believe so that they can control how you live. They want to enslave you to the weak, dependent, liberal, victim ideology to the point that you will not recognize this country or yourself. President Trump spoke about making America great again. His promise was to put America first, and he has. President Trump commanded the defeat of ISIS, took out al-Baghdadi and Soleimani, and paved the way for peace in the Middle East. When he negotiated historic trade deals with Canada, Mexico, Japan, and China, that beacon shined bright once again. America, President Trump believes in you. He emancipates and lifts you up. You are capable. You are qualified. You are powerful, and you have the ability to choose your life and determine your destiny. Don't let them kill future generations because they told you and brainwashed you and fed you lies. Stand for an American president who is fearless, who believes in you, and who loves this country. Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty, the best is yet to come.
Oh boy. You guys remember her. Big mouth, best is yet to come. Boy, okay, let's stay on come for a minute. Well, Kimberly used to work at Fox News. She used to be one of those anchor people on Fox News. Well, they had to let her go. And here's the story. Here's the story. This is from fresh out of the New Yorker. Here's the headline. New Yorker published explosive story on Kimberly Guilfoyle, her partner from Fox News. Yes, bye-bye. Remember the sex trafficking and the best is yet to come? Well, I'll continue. And that's the headline. Here's the story. After Kimberly Guilfoyle, former assistant at Fox News, accused the former first lady of San Francisco, that's right, she was married to our governor of California, Newsom. She was married to him. Yeah. A Democrat. She was married to him. That's right. Well, her assistant, Kimberly, the big mouth hoe, Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend, who he left his wife for, who is a Fox anchor, who was a Fox anchor personality. Well, her assistant was suing her for sexual harassment in 2018. The network paid the assistant more than $4 million to avoid going to trial. That's what the New Yorker reports. The New Yorker was citing two well-informed sources. Jay Meyer reported that the assistant wrote a 42-page complaint. This is her assistant. Regarding Guilfoyle's inappropriate behavior. Mm-hmm. Girl. Mm-hmm. But it was never filed in court, and you didn't hear about it. Because It was, they had a non-disclosure agreement following a large settlement, NDA, which Trump makes people sign to work with his administration, which is not legal, but they sign it anyway. So you never heard about it. The former assistant was not named in the New Yorker story out of the respect of the rights of the alleged victim of sexual harassment. We continue with the story. This is why she's no longer with Fox, and this is why she is a predator, and this is why Donald Trump Jr. left his wife for this beauty of a person. Because in 2018, the Huffington Post contributor, Yasha Ali, reported that Guilfoyle, who is currently the Trump campaign finance chair, of course Trump hired her as a campaign finance chair. Why not? Why not? Probably tied her to it, too. I still think Trump is banging whole picks. I really believe that. Hold on one second. It's just you, Mr. King. Mr. King Webb. Hello? No, wait a minute. It's not. Is this you, Cole? Is
yes.
You, Mr. Cole Blackwell? Hello, Cole. We're talking about your favorite story, A Hoe. There's a hoe in the house. There's a whore in the house. We're talking about Donald Trump Jr. girlfriend. You know about her, Goyle. Anytime you want to jump in, because Mr. King was supposed to co-host with me today, and our special guest, who's a musician, and I do know musicians probably don't wake up until 12, so they're going to probably miss the segment. They haven't come in, so we're stalling some time, so I'm reading one of the main stories. So anyway, we go here. Thank you, Mr. And again, he's a musician yourself. Mr. Miles Davis. I will continue the story.
Yes, sir.
I'll continue the story. So anyway, this woman is currently the Trump campaign's finance chair. Was forced out of Fox News after allegedly allegations of inappropriate conduct. Now you have to be really a scumbag to get kicked out of Fox for inappropriate behavior. I mean, how bad do you have to be? We're going to look into it. So, she was forced out of Fox News after allegations of inappropriate conduct that involved her reportedly showing off photos of male genitalia. So, this person at Fox used to send out emails and ask men to send her penises. That's what she did while she was at work. She asked men to send them pictures of her penises, of their penises. Can you imagine that phone book? Man, there's a lot of cocks in that email. Can you imagine that? Wow. She got a little cocky. A lot of cocky. Well, can you imagine she has a museum of penises? So that's what she did. I'll read it again. They fired her for inappropriate conduct that involved her reportedly showing off photos of male genitalia. She used to get these emails. Men used to take pictures of their dicks. And she collects them. It's a hobby. Guilfoyle attorney called the... I know. It's like cocks are us. Look at that.
Fish cock on speed dial.
I know. Wow. Look at that.
Cool.
I mean, I wonder if she's single. I mean, look at her. It's not bad. This is getting good. All right, so we go back with the story. And we're almost there. But her attorney said this. These claims are malicious. Yeah. Am false. No. And sent letters threatening legal actions against the media organizations, including San Francisco Gate, which is the newspaper I'm reading this from, to attempt to prevent journalists from covering the claims. You know, I don't know how they can say it's a lie, because this story is evolving and rising, and it's going to probably be erupting to fruition to the end. So she's getting a rise out of Fox. So you could almost go, is there Cox and the Fox and the Fox and the Cox, and go on for that. There you go. And then here's what we're doing. So after this, her lawyer made this stupid claim. Mayer provides even more salacious detail in her story. This is a woman, Mayer, who's writing it. So Mayer goes in more detail. According to a dozen well-informed sources familiar with her complaints, the assistant alleged that Guilfoyle, her direct supervisor, she's the one who's complaining. She's the assistant. Mayer. What do I think, you know, it's kind of irony. Mayer. Who would have a name with Mayer that involved with a wiener? About a woman collecting wieners? Oscar Mayer. Wiener. Story. Salacious. Fox. A cock and a fox. Huh. This scandal has a first name. Yeah. It's Mayer. This scandal has a second name. Cocker. Huh. Mayer. Ernie. That's the assistant's name. Mayer. According to a dozen well-informed sources familiar with her complaints, the assistant alleged that Guilfoyle, her direct supervisor, who was Guilfoyle, subjected it. This scandal has a first name. It's Mayer. This scandal has a... she was subjected. Her subjected. That's right, it's a word. Her frequently too degrading, abusive, and sexually inappropriate behavior. Her behavior has a second name. It's sexual. Among other things, isn't that bad enough to just have one thing? But no, she's all in. So this sexually inappropriate behavior, among other things, when you have among other things, you're just piling shit on. Among other things, she said, and we're talking about the assistant, that she was frequently required to work at Guilfoyle's New York apartment while the Fox host displayed herself naked. Naked. This scandal has a second name. It's N-A-K-E-D. Naked. And was shown photographs of the genitalia of men with whom Guilfoyle had sexual relationship with. What is happening at Fox?
Fox,
and by the
cock
way,
watch.
I know.
Cock watchers at Fox.
Yeah, we're on cock watch. That'll be a new news. That'll be a new news thing. Today on cock watch.
She apparently sent a cock with some herpes sores, but it was an old picture.
Can you imagine dicks at Fox? I mean, it's kind of irony. They are dicks, but real dicks? In fact, here is one of the victim who had his picture displayed at Fox News in his studio right now. Let's ask this, how does he feel that his picture was looked at in Fox News? Good morning, sir. How are you? Good morning.
I am good. I am good. I didn't have no picture. What are you talking about? Good morning.
Did you hear this? No. Well, King didn't show. We have
okay.
King was supposed to show. Yeah, I'm kind of stalling for King. You know, these musicians, I got a feeling they don't wake up till late, but the show's going to go on. And we have a doubleheader.
Okay.
You're going to really love this show. Both
of
you guys are. We have, her name is Susie Hill. Susie.
Good morning.
You're not going to believe it. Yeah, you'll see her. If you look at it, she's coming on in about an hour. It's another show.
Okay.
It'll be Susie Hill. She's a model. She's an actress. She's 60 years old. And her tits look like they're 25. Huge ass titties. Titties, titty, 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 titty galore. Titty, 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 titty. Bang, bang. Not only does she have the great tits.
Brian.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel that the president seems to be okay?
Do you really believe he's okay?
Yeah, I believe. I believe he's okay. He did. He did more than 1 minute. He was talking. He wanted.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking, and then he went around to. I don't understand why people are freaking out. I would have done the same thing. He said he wanted to surprise his supporters that was outside. He took a car with the security with the guards. I said, "Let's
and
go."
And you're very.
We're
and
just
you.
Go
and you're well. Standing. Let me ask you here. Let me tell you. There you go, Cole. There you go. Well, Stanley, let me ask you a question. If you're very sick and you're very contagious with something, very contagious, would you go to work with a lot of people and say, hey, how you guys doing? It? I missed you guys. I've been in the house, and I just want to say hello because you guys are talking about me, and I heard you want to say hello, and you're still contagious. Would you do it?
Well, I don't know if he's still contagious. He's saying he's feeling okay.
Of course he is.
I don't know if he's still contagious.
Sure.
He's saying he's
and
okay and everything, but he must have asked the doctor. I'm sure he asked the doctor, can I go around and do this? He must have. If he was
no.
not okay, the doctor would not give him the green light to go around.
You would
if
think so.
If it was
so.
Not okay, you would not you would not see a video of him saying it was okay. Trust me. There would have been
right.
a lot of things happening. People
right.
are freaking
if
out for
would...
things like that. I think he's,
no,
more,
I'm
I think
the,
he's more okay.
First of all, they're saying that you should quarantine for 14 days. There's a reason for it, because normally you don't start showing signs until about 2 to about 10 days in it. He's still contagious. Even the doctor said he's contagious, number one. Number two, they came out with a Secret Services came out yesterday, and they usually don't say shit. So the Secret Service was pissed off, and they said, this guy... And even a doctor, there was another doctor came out with it, but I'll paraphrase it. The doctor even got him worse. But the Secret Service, you should hear what they said. They said, this guy is irresponsible. This guy doesn't care about us.
The Secret Service didn't say that. What are you talking about?
Yes, they did. Yes,
no,
they
no,
did. Oh, yes, they did. They were not. I'm going to show it to you.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they did.
No,
yeah.
No, no.
Secret
listened
Service.
To the news and everything. There was no Secret Service. That you're inventing things.
I am not inventing
drama.
It. I am not.
you
I am not.
You want to bring drama.
No.
I'm sorry. You want to bring drama.
No, I do not. Here we go. I want to bring drama. No, I'm not bringing any kind of thing. All right. I'm going to show you.
Service.
I'm going to, Stanley, I'm not bringing drama. I'm going to show you.
Don't bring MSNBC.
I am not a person.
Hey, I'm sorry. No Secret Service. Sorry.
I'll tell you where the sources
that is
I got.
Fake news.
No.
News,
this is coming.
Brian. There's no
this
Secret Service.
Yes. This is coming from, I'm going to show you. This is coming from NBC. NBC.
Hey, and you think I'm going to believe NBC when they're bringing somebody that's not even going to show his face? Oh, we had unknown source. No, I don't believe you.
Google, Stanley, Google Secret Service agent on Trump, and you'll get the story from NBC News. NBC
Dude,
News.
I don't believe you, Brian.
I'll still read the article. You don't have to believe it, but
article.
I will still read the article until you
bring somebody who says it.
Okay.
And I don't. Sorry.
All right.
People
well,
don't believe
I have
in
to,
anymore. I told you.
I have to
people
read
don't
it.
Believe
I have
media.
To. I understand.
Yeah, you can leave.
Somebody yelled at me yesterday because they're saying that I'm fake news.
Could somebody please take a smoke break?
Yeah, that's fake news.
Here's the article. Secret Service agent on Trump. He's not even pretending to care about us. The relationship between Donald Trump and the Secret Service has long been strained over the last few days. It's grown vastly worse. Here's the story. As the world comes to grips on Friday with Donald Trump's coronavirus infection, attention soon shifted to those who are required to remain close proximity to the president, the Secret Service agent. Secret agent, man. And here it is right here. The Washington Post reported last week the agents expressed their anger and frustration to colleagues and friends, explaining that Donald Trump's actions have repeatedly put them at risk. He never cared about us, one agent told a confidant. The report added that former...
I don't agree with it. Brian, I don't agree with it. I don't believe in a confidant. Brian, you don't have any problem with people just seeing things?
This is NBC News. I have no problem with NBC News.
No, I have a problem with that, Brian. If you're going to say things to people, you got to show your face and go to the fire and show your face and say, I'm a secret agent and saying that. You don't just say this for fun of saying this. Who says it's true?
NBC
has verified it.
How could you verify it?
There's no witness. There's no person. A known search would be somebody showing his face as MSNBC, putting the thing and saying, I am a secret service of Donald Trump, and I'm telling you this. That and I would be like, okay, we have something. But don't bring me that shit of unknown service. That is not true, Brian. You know that.
That is true. It's on NBC.
Anybody
I told you where you can get the article.
But it is true, ladies.
Yes,
but, Brian, I just told you. That is not a source. That's what we call witness.
NBC News is not a source? Stanley,
Brian,
come on.
If it was a source, you would bring the person in MSNBC and show his face to everybody.
All right,
that's a source.
That's fair enough.
That is not somebody just saying, "Oh, I said that and it's not true," and then you find out it wasn't true at all.
All right, Stanley.
You know,
I would have to prove.
There's a standard with journalists. You used to have to prove your case. When you were a journalist, you can't just say unknown source like that.
Stanley, I will prove it to you. Here you go. Anonymous. Mark, come here. Yeah, what's up, Brian? Well, you know the story that you brought me, and then we later turned it into NBC? Yeah, what's up? Well, Stanley doesn't believe it happening. Well, it's happening, Stanley. It really did happen, and I'm a Secret Service man, and I'm really upset about this, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. Case closed, and don't even tell anybody because it's a secret. I got to go to work now because I got to go to the hospital. Trump is ringing his little bell for dessert, that little fat fuck. Okay, see you later, Mark. All right, man. Don't let anybody know I did this, but it is true that he did do this. I know, Mark. Goodbye. Well, there you go, Stanley. You're confirmed twice.
Please, Brian. That is you tricking me, please.
That was not me. That was a Secret Service man and his anonymous thing.
Please,
he went to work.
Yeah.
What? It's true.
Yes, yes.
It is true. You can see the article.
Yes.
You can see the article if you really want to look at it.
I can see the article as much as you want. I don't believe it in everything.
Secret.
And by the way, what is the job of the Secret Service? What is the job of the Secret Service?
It's a secret. If they wanted you to know, they would tell you.
Perfect, Brian. If a bullet is coming to the president, what is the Secret Service supposed to do?
Keep shit secret and guard the president of the United States.
Come on, Brian. You know that answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
If a bullet is coming to the president, what is the Secret Service job, what is it supposed to do?
He's supposed to yell, if it's President Trump, his job is to yell, get out the way, duck! And that's it.
No.
That's his job.
No.
This is President Trump. Doc, run away. Pretend you didn't see it.
Secret Service is supposed to take the bullet for the president. You know that.
I don't think anyone will take the bullet for them. No. If anything, they're going to turn their guns on them.
It's their duty. They know that. It's their duty.
I'm sure there is. But if you want to, so Stanley, if you want to read the article, there are people listening. If you want to read the article on Secret Service Man, on saying how Trump doesn't care about them, you can. The title of it is Secret Service Agent on Trump. He's not even pretending to care. Just put in Secret Service Agent on Trump, and you'll pull up the article on NBC News, the relationship between Donald Trump and the Secret Service, and you will get it. But here's we do know. Stanley, when you were talking about is he well, a well man will not be inside a car with the windows rolled up and he's still infectious. I don't care if he's wearing a mask, whether because he wants to wave at the people in the street. And this is one of the complaints that the Secret Service had is that why would, because that car that he's in, is I think it's bulletproof and it's sealed and all this kind of stuff. And he's sitting right next to two Secret Service people. He's infectious, by the way, and he's sitting right next to two Secret Service persons while he waves at the crowd as a photo op again. He put their lives in danger of this deadly disease, so you determine that because he's not leaving now. He wants to leave. The doctor is saying no, and even a doctor, I forgot the name of the doctor, he put his name to it, he was furious that Trump pulled this stunt. He called it irresponsible, that you're infectious, and we still got to run some tests, that you decide to leave the hospital, you decide to make this little drive-by, and you could have infected a lot of other people in the car with you, because you're not done yet. That's the complaint. But we're going to forget that complaint, because you can look it under Secret Service Man to Trump.
And Brian, they look at it, and I don't believe it. They're undefined. They don't want to.
Right there,
Trump.
You see it. You pull it right up. Secret Service agent on Trump.
Brian, it doesn't mean anything. Until you show yourself your face, I don't believe you. I don't believe in unknown source. I believe on.
Do
the,
you believe?
On
do you believe that he did it? Do you believe that he did a drive-by? Do you believe that he was in that car? You believe that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Do you believe that he was sick? Do you believe he was sick?
No, I don't think he was that sick because he seemed like when he would talk for 4 minutes, he didn't seem that sick.
So he's just hanging around Walter Reed for vacation?
No, he had COVID. I think they tested him. They put in they brought him a lot of documents, everything. They're even pushing to say that he's supposed
for
to
two
go
days.
To White House.
He had COVID for two days, and he's done. He's done with COVID.
They're saying that they're gonna maybe push tomorrow after tomorrow that he's supposed to go back to the White House.
Right.
Didn't sound sick,
so
right.
They did not give him a clean bill of health because he still may be contagious. Would you say that?
I don't know if it's contagious. He looked good. That's all I'm saying because people were frustrated and said it's just 1 minute. It doesn't mean anything. He talked for 4 minutes. He looked good. I don't know. I'm not a doctor with COVID. You would have to bring an expert of doctor to explain all that shit. I don't know. I have no idea how it works. I just know that he looked good. He didn't look like he was a sick puppy. He didn't look like he was on something. He looked like he was okay, and he wanted to surprise his Trump supporter, which has no problem. He put a mask on. He told the secret agent, let's go around. Let me just say hi to them because those people were outside all for him. And he wanted to surprise them, which is I find completely fine.
Okay. Do you think I got the news right here? Do you think that because he's tweeting right now, and he's probably tweeting to you? Do you think Trump puts in here protect pre-existing conditions? Do you believe that he's trying to protect pre-existing conditions?
I think it's
well. Before you answer, does have a court case trying to fight pre-existing condition.
Yeah,
you know that,
he has a court case going. Yeah, he has a court case. Basically, he wants to cancel Obamacare. I don't
right.
think it's his job to do the pre-condition.
Well, wait a minute.
It,
he wants to also take out pre-existing conditions. into that Obamacare.
It's not his job to do that. But, Brian, it's not his job. It's Counselor's job to come with a bill and the president to read it.
I just asked you, that was part of the bill. I mean, you agree, because, right, we have to agree on something before we can move on. But you agree that he has a court case right now fighting Obamacare. And part of the one of the things he's fighting for is that he wants to get rid of pre. And you believe the same thing. You believe that pre-existing condition, you should not pay for it. The taxpayer should not pay for it. So you believe the same thing. Like, let's get rid of pre-existing condition.
No, I think precondition, like you're saying, that depends what you have. If you have obesity, I think I shouldn't be paying for it. If you have some condition, like you say, that you were born with. Like you said, like you came with a great example, and it made me think. I was like, that was a great point that you brought. I remember a show you told me. He said, what about him, a person that was born with something? I would say, okay, that's an exception. I have no problem for me. But if somebody who has obesity or somebody who let themselves go physically, and you want me to pay for their not taking responsibility of their life, no, I shouldn't be doing that, right? Because you are a responsible adult, and I'm a responsible adult. Every day you make a choice of what the food you want. Every day you make a choice of what exercise you have to do. Every day you do that choice. If you decide to don't, a lot of Americans, let's be completely honest, don't give a damn about their health. Don't give a damn about their self. Don't give a damn about this.
I happen to agree with you, but we're going to have to move it on because today was supposed to be the music day, and King was supposed to co-host with me today. And remember the second show. Susie, I hope you guys come back on there.
I thought King was here. I thought King was
here. No, that was Cole. King's not here? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good morning, Cole. Good morning, Cole, by the way. Good morning. I didn't hear. That was King. Sorry.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we were talking.
Are you for preconditioned? You think that should people who doesn't take care of their lives and everything?
I think wait a minute. No. I think what you're saying, I kind of agree with you. But preconditioned, pre-existing things can mean person with cancer who needs cancer treatment, asthma, autism. It can go into a lot of things that people are born with, deficiencies that they would need help to survive, to live, and they need medical care.
I have no problem with it, Brian. I have no problem with the people who are born with. I have a problem with the people who weren't born with, who became...
They can develop a pre-existing... Well, I know what you're saying. The people who develop this in later in life because they didn't take care of themselves, you have a problem with that. I understand what you're saying. Of course, people who
have
emphysema because of smoking.
I have no problem.
Born
one,
okay.
I have no problem. I think we should pay them.
Okay.
But the people who let themselves go physically?
Right.
Like COVID, when I hear that black, you know that a lot of black people, we have a problem as black people of COVID. Why? Because of obesity and diabetes. That's the
Could
whole
be.
Purpose. That's why there's more
Could
black
be.
People having problem with COVID.
That's true. Well, I understand that, but we're going to, because of time restraint, we're going to skip to this other story that I think you will believe. You remember, now, you know who Donald Trump Jr. is. That's Donald Trump's son, Jr. And he left his wife for this whore, Goldfoil. Are you you agree with me? Right. You agree with me there, right?
Oh, boy. Wait. Why are you saying that this woman, the other woman he left his wife, is a whore?
Okay. That brings us to the story. This woman that he left, and that's a good question. The woman that he left his wife for, the article came out. You know, she used to work at Fox News, right? I remember her in Fox and Friends. Kimberly Guilfoyle. That's who Donald Trump Jr. left his wife for. Her. Well, she's in the middle of a lawsuit, Stanley, for sexual harassment in 2018. And Fox paid her assistant, which is a female, was launching this allegation. So Fox paid her $4 million to be quiet, to keep quiet, to avoid trial. Okay? And here's some of the things that she did and her inappropriate behavior. We're talking about Trump Jr.'s new girlfriend, piece of ass, side piece, And by the way, she used to be the governor of California's ex-wife, by the way. I played the tape. You remember her with her big mouth? Stanley, at the convention, do you remember her?
Yeah, I remember her. I know who it is and everything. I don't understand.
Right.
What did she do wrong?
Well, let's see what
she
did.
She was the person in the View with the Donald Jr. When Donald Jr. wanted to interview.
Well, she also, did you see the RNC when she was screaming, when the best is yet to come? Well, anyway, here's what happened, Stanley. And here's the details. She used to collect pictures of men at Fox Studio, and the pictures of the men's penises. That was her hobby. She collected penises pics. And frequently, by her assistant, she was saying she was degrading, abusive, and sexually inappropriate behavior. She used to work from home, Guilfoyle, and her assistant was a female. And she says while she was in a New York apartment, the Fox host displayed herself naked and was shown photographs of genitalia of men, penises, men penises, cocks on the rocks. And by the way, this woman's name is Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R. So it's kind of like, remember Oscar Mayer Wiener? So it's kind of like irony. So the draft also complains that Guilfoyle, this pervert has a first name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. There you go. So Mayer is complaining about this. Lewdly about her sex life. This woman used to talk about her sex life all the time. And on one occasion demanded a massage of her bare thighs. So she was in a house, Stanley, in the apartment, and she demanded bare thigh massage. She opened her big Republican legs, and they massaged her big bare thighs. Mayer's story is full of details from Guilfoyle, but Mayer writes she was able to independently confirm some of the assistant accusations, specifically the allegation that she was required to work at Guilfoyle's apartment while Guilfoyle was barely clothed or naked. Naked. And she probably got some naked big Republican titties too. Naked, naked, naked. If I was her assistant, I would complain too. How dare you? This is a professional atmosphere. I don't want to see you naked. Don't be walking around with your titties out and you're telling me to massage your bare thighs. How could you do that? I am a professional man. In fact, I'm a secret agent man. And I will complain because it's a secret. Secret agent man. And this is a story, folks. It gets worse. Because she also points out Stanley was in there, too. And Stanley tried to do things because he tried to write in for Fox News in his letters. And she got a picture of his penis. I don't know. Stanley's penis.
So what is she going? Is she gonna sue that person who said that rumor?
No. The person, it goes to other key section of New York. The New Yorker story included Guilfoyle repeatedly attempting to buy off the assistant in her role. Chances are, it sounds like it's going to be a book coming out, but I don't know. It says a buy off the assistant, her role defending Fox News boss Roger Ailes and former Fox host Gretchen Carlson lawsuit. And Mayer's writing, as I reported on this story, the associates of Guilfoyle contacting her, offering personal details about the assistant, evidently in hopes of damaging her credibility and leading me not to publish this report. So it's supposed to be, you know, if you publish this report, I'm going to come get you. In a statement to the New Yorker, Guilfoyle wrote, in my 30-year career working for the San Francisco District Attorney's Office, which her husband used to be or still is the mayor or the governor of California, Newsom, the L.A. District Attorney Office in media and in politics, I have never engaged in any workplace misconduct of any kind during my career. I have served as a mentor to countless of women with whom I remain exceptionally close to by the day. Look, here's a picture of their pussy. We're really close. I just added that there. Guilfoyle, who is currently dating Donald Trump Jr., oh my God, has appeared at countless Trump campaign events over the past year. She also delivered a primetime speech at the Republican National Committee. You heard the screaming, that little screaming banshee. There you go. So if any of you guys, please send your penis.
So just, like I said, but Brian, I have a problem with what you're saying. Does she have any proof of what she's saying?
Yes, I do have proof. I have pictures. And, okay, sir, this penis looks like yours. I got the penis pics. In fact, I know it's yours because you're the only one who wrote Stanley on your penis to identify between the other penises, sir. Is that not true? But there are other... I got a sore throat today. It's a very sore throat today. I think I'm coming down with something, you know? I think I'm coming down with the COVID.
I don't worry about it, man. Take some hydrochloroquine and you'll be fine in 2 days.
Yeah, I have my hot chocolate with two cups of bleach, and I got a UV ray up my ass ready to go, just in case I need, you know, extra help. Well, you can see that story too. And that's under the New York Publishers Explosive Story on Kimberly Guilfoyle.
1,000 points of light, Brian. 1,000
points of light. It's true, though. Stanley? It's true. And here it is. Listen to this.
How do you believe it's true? Why do you believe automatically when the journalist is saying something is true? If it's unknown
this is from Fox News.
Doesn't believe what?
This is from Fox News. Here you go. Here's the story. Listen, Stanley. Fox News. Here we go.
Fox News apparently might have had a lot more to it than we initially knew, with his new reporting coming out with some amazing details in The New Yorker. So there's a lot here, but let's see what we can get through in terms of understanding how it is that she transitioned from this media role to this political family role. So in November 2018, a young woman who had been one of Kimberly Guilfoyle's assistants at Fox News sent company executives a confidential 42-page draft complaint that accused Guilfoyle of repeated sexual harassment and demanded monetary relief. Guilfoyle, who currently serves as the Trump campaign's finance chair, I actually didn't know that, abruptly left her position as co-host of Fox News' The Five back in July 2018. At the time, a spokesperson for the network did not provide a reason for her exit and only said in a short one-sentence statement, Fox News has parted ways with Kimberly Guilfoyle. Now, publicly, she has maintained that her decision to move from television news to a political campaign was entirely voluntary. At the time, she was the co-host of The Five. Media reports suggested that she had been accused of workplace impropriety, including displaying lewd pictures of male genitalia to colleagues, but few additional details of misbehavior emerged. She publicly denied any wrongdoing at the time, and her lawyer said any suggestion that she engaged in misconduct is patently false and all of that. Fox apparently paid an undisclosed sum to the assistant who no longer works there, and so that's what we've sort of known. But I want to give you the details of what was in that actual complaint. Just some. It's 42 pages. We can't go into everything. So, buckle up. Hold on to your butts, all of that. According to a dozen well-informed sources familiar with her complaints, the assistant alleged that Guilfoyle, her direct supervisor, subjected her frequently to degrading, abusive, and sexually inappropriate behavior. Among other things, she said that she was frequently required to work at Guilfoyle's New York apartment while the Fox host displayed herself naked and was shown photographs of the genitalia of men with whom Guilfoyle had had sexual relations. The draft complaint also alleged that Guilfoyle spoke incessantly and luridly about her sex life and on one occasion demanded a massage of her bare thighs. Other times, she said, Guilfoyle told her to submit to a Fox employee's demands for sexual favors, encouraged her to sleep with wealthy and powerful men, asked her to critique her naked body, demanded that she share a room with her on business trips, required her to sleep over at her apartment, and exposed herself to her, making her feel deeply uncomfortable. There is more to it than that, but that's a lot. I think we can all agree. Brett, what do you think about this?
I just imagine this person saying, I just want to work in news. I just want to have a news job. And then that happens. It's everything. It's a confluence of, well, that makes sense. And then maybe that's what Don Jr. likes about her. And the advice that she's giving to sleep with rich and powerful people, the ex-wife of Gavin Newsom and the current girlfriend of Donald Trump Jr., seems like it served her well in the past. So that checks out. You know, I worked in a talent agency, and there were a lot of people who were doing those terrible, like, extremely, you know, Hollywood toxic things. None of them were like that. Like, none of them were that bad. There was no, like, hey, I'm going to walk around naked, and I'm going to have you massage my thighs.
Yeah.
And now there's things that, what do I think, you check out in a court of law, I don't know. This is a legal complaint that's, I don't know if it's ongoing or it was settled or anything like that, but do I believe it? Yes, that's where I'm at now, if I'm just sharing my feelings in response. And do I think anyone on the Trump side would, if this came out about some one of their political enemies, would let it be? No, I don't. But this is one of those things where Guilfoyle is not important to me whatsoever. This is just one of those that I'm going to look at, and it's another of the billion things that would be a huge story at any other time in history. But here it's like, eh. I mean, yeah, they're trying to go after Hunter Biden for things that didn't happen. These are like documented accounts of sexual harassment repeatedly happening, and they're going to be like, this is off out of bounds.
Yeah, totally. And their allegations, we don't know for sure. Obviously we're inclined to believe these sorts of accounts, because we don't think naturally that women frequently lie about sexual harassment and sexual assault, as some people, including hosts on Fox News, automatically assume is the case. And there's even more details that make it even worse in terms of an example of exactly why sexual harassment in the workplace is so horrible. Is that, you know, she apparently threatened to destroy the credibility of her enemies and things like that. So there's a lot of fear that if any of this came out, that the assistant's career would literally be over. So you have the tie between sexual harassment and the threat that you're done. You can't work with Fox News and any of the right-wing media outlets if Kimberly Guilfoyle apparently destroys her credibility, try to pay her off behind the scenes. Apparently, So Guilfoyle obviously was a defender of Trump, but also a defender of Roger Ailes, who had his own issues. Obviously, Gretchen Carlson sued Ailes, and Guilfoyle attempted to debunk her credibility, so she's protecting other sexual harassers and sexual predators when she's alleged to be doing this sort of thing behind the scenes. The entire thing is just so... it's just so awful. It's so awful. And look, she's not on Fox anymore. She doesn't have a show or anything like that. But the experience of this woman who was forced to work for her still matters, and people should still know about that. Yeah.
All right. Such professional people there. And there's the story. Do you believe it now, Stanley? Wait a minute. My co-host is here. Hello, co-host.
Well. Mm. I'm a co-host now.
Yes, he is. I'm putting you my designated. I had to put in my designated hitter, Mr. Fuck You Joe. Thank you. Let's give him a round of applause.
There you go. That's right.
We are talking about your favorite subject.
Yeah. I was listening to this. Didn't you think this guy? Doesn't he have like diarrhea of the mouth?
Who?
Sheesh.
Oh, the two
the
guys. Well,
God,
it's news. It's news, baby. It's news.
Oh,
wait a minute.
I mean, I can talk,
for
God's sake.
Well, let me bring everybody up to date. Stanley's in the studio, Cole left, and a designated co-host, Joe, Fuck You Joe, is here. I'll bring you up to date. Today's show was supposed to be Mr. King Webb was supposed to co-host the show with me, featuring this group that he found, G-Mane, M-A-N-E, The Game. But apparently they're not here. We have a short show today because Joe and Stanley, I hope you come back for the other show, which starts in about maybe half an hour, a little less than that, because I do want to promote this. This woman, she's 60 years old. She's 60. She has tits that look like 29. big, huge mothers, giant tits, nice nipples, titty woman. I'm not going to say titty woman. Let's be really respectful. Mm-hmm. Big titty woman. Thank you. Put some respect on the tits.
Big titty.
Thank you.
Right.
But what I'm saying is she's – yeah, you got to put respect on the tits. Put that respect on the tits. So
right.
She's going to come – she's going to come in and she – her segment – I don't think she's listening, so that's why I could do this. Her name is Susie Hill. She's not only has a knockout body at 60, but she has a great brain. She's a personal trainer, a model, and an actress that she's coming on. And the reason she's coming on in a half an hour from now is because I do want to produce a show with her. She's also a life coach.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Taiwan, so she's Taiwanese.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
we're not in a war, Joe. Stay out of the hut, buddy. What are you? That sounds good. Let's go into our house and then we can burn it down. Stop it. You still think you're there, even though you were a flyboy. You and your airplane all over the sky. You know what you did. You dropped bombs on people. You didn't even see their faces as they exploded.
You know, that is isn't that horrible.
Not if you don't see it. No. If you drop bombs on people... Yeah, go ahead, Joe. Mr. Flyboy.
Yeah. Well, not the ones who got burned up with phosphorus. You couldn't turn off the flames. If you doused them with water, it didn't work.
I know.
It
did light up the forest.
It's what McCain did.
Yeah, I know. That is horrible.
I think.
But Joe served his country, and Stanley, you recognize it. He's a military man. And he did serve his country. He was in the Air Force, by the way, everybody. So give respect. Joe, thank you for your service. And you out there protecting our country, no wonder we're fucked up as we are now. Yes, sir.
No, I wasn't. That's what I always say. I actually wasn't. I had a cushy job, man.
Did you really?
I had a job 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
9 to 5.
Wow.
That was my job.
Wow, what did you do?
Office. So,
well, just to get into the before you're humble, Joe, before we know what you did, just to get into the Air Force, by the way, just to get into Air Force is very high requirements to get into the Air Force, by the way. So you have to have some intelligence to pass those tests to get into the Air Force. Am I correct, Joe? You can't. It's not like the Marines. Sometimes the Navy relaxes their tests but the Air.
You can be as dumb as a bread box. And get in, but you be dumb to be in my position. Oh yeah.
Okay.
What position was that, doggy?
Of
course, they'll make you a cook, or they'll put you they'll put you driving cars, they'll put you on the flight line. They'll put you in all kinds of places where you don't need brains. But to be where I was in the intelligence, and then probably the
You were in intelligence?
Air control. I was probably in the third highest position in the Air Force. And by my subjective reasoning, that probably, if there was a book about what the Air Force jobs were, I'll probably be at number 25. But by the ones that I saw, I was probably, you had to have a brain to get to where I was. You had to pass the aptitude test with a high score.
Right. How's that, Stanley? Are you impressed by Joe as a military man?
Yes, of course I am. I am, but I don't have what he did. I don't have what he did. I wouldn't be able to sacrifice my life for this country. Sorry, I don't have that. I don't have that anymore.
Really? You would not sacrifice your life for the United States of America, sir. Son?
No, I would sacrifice my life for my family. I would sacrifice my life for my kid. But sacrificing my life, telling me I have to shoot another person because the government tells me to, it's not building me. I would have done everything possible to be going somewhere else in the end. If the Vietnam, we had the draft, I would have found every way possible, every way to be sick or every way possible not to be drafted. Taking a gun and shooting another person because the government wants me to kill that other person, that's on me. I'm not going to take another human being's life just because the government tells me to.
Well, thank you, Corporal Klinger. I understand your view. Joe, how do you
give respect for people who are able to do that?
No, Stanley's a conscientious objector. Actually, one of my best friends was a conscientious objector. So I understand the viewpoint. And if now, I think the phrasing should be, would I sacrifice my life for my country? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would I sacrifice for the government telling me to go overseas? No.
Mm. That's your country telling you to go fight. That's your country. You're a commander in chief.
Yeah, I would be
asking you to serve.
I would be just like Stanley. I don't believe now. If I were back then, I was very, very young when I enlisted. But if now, let's say I was 25, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me to do it now. Let's say they drafted me. I would become a conscientious objector, knowing what I know now.
Mm-hmm.
I would not go overseas and kill other people under the ruse that, you know, we've got to bring democracy to their country. We've got to fight them over there or they're going to come over here. Because it's been proven to be a bunch of bullshit. Now, if we were invaded and they wanted me to defend, I would sign up. I might sign up, but I would definitely fight if I had to if we were invaded. Yeah.
Well, you two, I would shoot, but no problem.
Well, Brian, would you sacrifice your life for your country, for this country?
Would you? Yeah. What would you do?
You know, I am a patriot. I am a patriot. And there's been women I have not. I will go if my country calls me up. I knew we're in bad shape if they have to call me. But I will go. And then I will shoot innocent people that I do not know.
So.
And I will also burn their farms and set their huts on fire. And then I will rape them.
Stanley,
this is America. Uncle Sam says, "Go forth,
I believe
Hammer, and go to and cause destruction, and do the rape and your pillages and everything for America, for democracy." And I said, "You got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my way. Give me an Uber. Let's go across. I'll go across. I would. It's my country. My country needs me. And you too, you weak,
you're such a
traitors." You don't even know what the P stands for in Patriot. The P stands for pussies for you two. Private pussies. That's all I'm around. I'm around private pussies.
Listen.
P stands for Patriot,
Stanley,
not pussy.
Do you hear?
Yes, private pussy.
He also sponsored the P. He would go over there and rape.
That's right.
Sign me up. Let me rape.
Sign me up. Sign me up. And then my parents.
Psycho first class.
That's what they are. First class, baby. First class. I will have. If the president says put a bomb to your chest and go right into that village, you know I damn well will put a bomb on my chest and I will run like hell. The opposite way. Right into his Jeep. I'm doing it for my company.
If they say put a bomb on the chest, I would say, give me the bomb. I'll put it on your chest. And I'd say, go get him, Brian. Rape him.
You private pussy. Private pussy, you. This country stands for one thing only.
Nah.
Winning. Not right, just winning. We don't want to. We'll work out what's right later, but we got to win, and that's what we do.
Yeah,
but no, that's very
true.
Interesting.
That's sadly true.
So Joe, would it. Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you because it is interesting. So what position or what vocation did you have in the Army?
Accounting.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here comes my co-host that it's almost too late. Here we go. Good morning, co-host King.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Brian. How's everybody doing this morning?
Well, we're waiting on you because you were supposed to co-host a show with featuring your musical guest, G-Maine, The Game.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, out here, the kids is out of school, man. So the kids is out of school. They had to get them settled.
Mm-hmm.
The mama had just brought them back yesterday, so I had to get them taken care of and pray them get on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I have a soft spot for your kids, so if it's the kids and everything, you know, as soon as you tell me about your kids, everything goes out the window. I understand, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's
the only
reason why I'd be late. That's the only reason why I'd be late half the time, because I'd be dealing with them, you know.
I know.
So, but I'm apologizing. Well, my apologies for being late, but I'm definitely here now, and, you know, I'm ready to get this interview going.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Your guest is not here. G-Main the Game, he is not here. What we have here
Oh, go ahead.
We have Stanley and we have Joe. Joe and Stanley are here.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Stanley has a new song out right now. And Stanley, go ahead and sing. Okay, let's listen to Stanley. Go ahead, Stanley.
All right.
I don't got no new song, Brian. Stop saying that. You don't have a song. I don't have no song.
I like it. I like it. His name of his song is "I Got No New Song." I like it. What do you think, King? I like the bridge. I like the bridge.
Oh man, it was nice.
It was nice, wasn't it? That Stanley is an artist. He's an artist.
Yeah. Does he need to be on right now or?
Well, right now it's getting too late because I have another show coming up in about 20 minutes.
Oh.
Stanley just left. I guess he sung his song and he dropped the mic and he went out the studio. That's what Stanley does when he's on tour. If I bring him in now, I would only have 10 minutes and wouldn't serve him justice. So what I'm going to do is if you can reach him later and say, let's reschedule, and maybe we'll do it on a Saturday night or a Saturday afternoon when he can be here, because I don't know if he's ready.
Yeah.
You know, because I know it's early for you guys as a musician. But what I will do, though, King, and let him know this, I will play a song. Joe, hang in there because we're going to talk about something. Did you know that Joe was in the Air Force? And
no.
Did you know Joe was in? And you know what I'm going to do, King? You're going to co-host with me on the next segment because I got another show coming up in a half an hour. Okay? And we're going to interview a model. She's 60 years old, and she looks fabulous, King. She looks sensational. And you're going to ask her questions, and you can co-host with me in the next segment. So after this one goes away, everybody, you got to call back in because it starts at 8:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. 8:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's when it starts again. So call
back.
Okay, King. Okay. Yeah. Are you very impressed? Oh, fact, here's what we're going to do. Hang in there, Joe, 1 minute. I did promise to play his song. I did promise to play his song.
Yeah.
And I'm going to. And I'm going to, even though he's not here. And King, do you know anything about G-Main? Because if you know anything about him, I want to hear everything about him, and I'll set up a song. Because we've got some time.
No, I basically, I believe he had sent me a, friend request.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who our mutual friends are, but I believe he probably seen me comment or something, and he shot me a friend request, and I think either a few weeks back or maybe a month ago, and so he just been on my page, and I'm guessing he's looking for exposure, and same thing. So I reached out to him, and I just told him, I said if you got any if you got any music, what I'm saying? No. I reached out to him and I told him that his one of his songs he had shared, I liked it. And I told him, I said, I would like to get you a radio interview. I said, would you be interested? And I'd like to give you one. And so he said, yeah. And so I sent him the link. He filled it out and,
Okay.
But I'm guessing the reason today is because the time and and everybody does that, this is like the West Coast and everything, so I'm guessing that's what it is, because he just, when I woke up this morning, he had just shared a post and he said, make sure you guys tap in with me, and I'm looking at the time and I said okay, he'll be on. And, you know, like I say, when I get on just now, I'm like, okay. And I say, oh, man, please don't tell me he's going to be waiting until 11 o'clock his time.
And I know, so, sometimes that does happen. That some,
yeah.
Because I have actually texted with him back and forth, and that does happen.
Yeah.
They think it's 11 o'clock their time and our time and everything. That's why
yeah.
We're going to reschedule him, you know, let him know. We're going to reschedule him. But we are going to play a song because that's what we do.
Yeah.
So here it is. Do you know the song we're going to play,
yes,
King?
It's called Walk Through, something like
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Would you like to introduce it, and I'll play it? You just go ahead and introduce it, and I'll play it.
Yeah. All right, now is the time we're getting ready to play G-Main the Game, his hot new single called Walk Through. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Bitch, I told y'all I was gonna fuck this shit up, man. I be turning heads when I walk through, looking like bread when I walk through, bitch, I'm going fed when I walk through, your hoe be getting wet when I walk through, I'ma act a fool when I walk through, throw a lot of blues when I walk through, I be looking true when I walk through, bitches pick and choose when I walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, yeah, walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, yeah, I be looking clean when I walk through, 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 yeah, walk through, walk through, niggas hate on me when I walk through, rolling on the X, I just pop two, they know I'm the man when I walk through, bands in my pants when I walk through, you broke down bitches I don't talk to, if you look good I might pop you, I'ma bless your game like, but right after that I gotta drop you, cause bitch I want your friend, yeah, not you, not you, look at that bitch, her ass is so fast, she loving the fashion, she rests in my lap, I'm doing my thing, got these haters mad, she throwing it back while I'm throwing the cash, take it to the room cause I'm trying to hit that, hit it so fast to get a bit whiplash, throw her off a ball like she wanna kick cash, no double arches, bitch, I'm a Big Mac. A pilly, I think that I feel it. I'm drunk and I'm dizzy. Pull up in the Benzy, step out like a Millie. Your hoe is too friendly. She wanna come with me. I give her my digits. She give me her digits. My girl is so witty. Yeah, we feeling litty. She give me stupid headlights. She special ed. Every time I walk through, she break a neck. Looking like a check with what's around my neck. When I walk through, looking like bread when I walk through. Bitch, I'm going fed when I walk through. Your hoe be getting wet when I walk through. I'ma act a fool when I walk through. Throw a lot of blues when I walk through. Looking true when I walk through, bitches pick and choose when I walk through. Walk through, walk through, walk through, yeah. Walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, yeah. I be looking clean when I walk through. Walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, yeah. Walk through, walk through, walk through, niggas hate on me when I walk through. Make you fly, then me, you a damn fool. I see you flexing with a bitch getting ran through. She be staring at my team the whole damn crew. Everybody body rocking like a dance crew. Already dance but my neck do. Higher than a kite, I smoke a jet fuel. Feeling myself, I'm the best dude. Now I'm about to show you what a tech do. Young as they stay fly, ballin' like I'm AI. Pocket full of paper and I keep a fresh tape. But looking sharper than a razor, yo man wanna try my flavor. She giving me the eye, I think I might have to take her. Watch it, hold on, look at me, she be staring at my team. I know she want me energy, cause I can feel the energy. The dirty money got me clean, she lick her lips, she feeling me. I'm in my zone, I feel the beam, my eyes roll off, feel the green. I be turning heads when I walk through, looking like bread when I walk through, going fed when I walk through, your hoe be getting wet when I walk through, I'ma act a fool when I walk through, throw a lot of blues when I walk through, I be looking true when I walk through, bitches pick and choose when I walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, yeah, walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, yeah, I be looking clean when I walk through, 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 yeah, walk through, walk through, walk through, niggas hate on me when I walk through,
So walk through, everyone. It sounded a little bit like Stanley's song, but I think that is G-Main the Game. And he will reschedule, and we would get him in the studio when it's appropriate time, because King would tell him, yeah. Because I don't know how, what I should have done, King, is, okay, my segment is almost over, he just dropped. What I should have done was send him the link to his time, because if he hit the link, it'll show him his time, what time he has to be on.
That's,
and so
yeah, and that's what
no,
I would
we,
like to start doing for for everybody mm-hmm. that I bring in, you know, find out where they're from, and then immediately, you know, when we let them know the time frame, they tell us where they're from, just immediately mm-hmm. have that link already in there, you know what I mean? And
right.
So that's the way all they got to do is click that link to get on, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's all right, though, you know what I mean? Everybody does it. I mean,
right.
You know, but he was promoting the hell out of the flyer and stuff.
He had over
13 people. You know, I mean, it was going to be a full house today. So,
well, we did play his song, so it's not like
yes,
we, you know, and oh, we're yeah. going to give it a little. We'll give it a little cheer here. There we go. There you go. Evening.
Yeah.
The game. Walk through.
Yeah.
There you
he
go. We did
he
play.
Said. He said he thought we said 11 a.m. his time, and I know. But, yeah.
Well, we're going to reschedule.
So,
tell him don't worry
yeah.
about it. We played the song. And so, you know, the bonus is we played a song, so people heard his song.
Yeah.
And did you see
oh, yeah.
that I gave you the link in your Facebook? Did you see the link? That I if you
oh,
look
no,
in
I
your
have
Facebook?
To go, I'll get on there and look. Yeah.
Okay. Because if you what I'll do for him, what I'm going to do, and
mm-hmm.
I don't usually do it because I know times got mixed up, tell him that I'm going to edit
yeah.
most of the show, and I'm just going to put a little part in there. I'm going to send it to him that you introduced him and we played the song, and
yeah.
he could promote that he was on the show and that he's going to reschedule for the interview. How's that? That's what
all
I'll
right.
do.
Okay.
I think that's pretty
okay.
I think that's fair. All right,
yeah,
we gotta
yeah,
go. But
yeah.
did you know that F you Joe, fuck you Joe, our own fuck you Joe, was in the military. He was in the Air Force. Our own fuck you Joe fought
yeah.
for our country. Well, he didn't really fight, but he pretended to be. But they gave him a gun anyway. You know.
Oh,
so
wow.
They even did a song about him. Joe, welcome back, Joe. Are you there? Let me see if Joe's here.
Can you hear me,
Joe? Yeah, I can hear you. They even did a song.
Oh,
okay. When Joe was in his unit, he was such an inspiration. He was like Zen. He was the guide. He was the Yoda of his own unit. And they did a little song on him. Oh, most people did not know it. And it goes like this. You're in the Air Force? Fuck you, Joe. You signed the papers, don't you know? You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. Ta-da! Fuck you, Joe. Thank you.
Oh, that was talent.
That was
talent. That was talent.
Hey! ROTC, baby.
That would have been nice. That would have been nice, ROTC. You know, they lied
yeah,
to me.
Wouldn't it?
They told me I could have. They told me, huh?
I mean, ROTC would have been cool. Do they have ROTC anymore, Joe? Because I don't hear much about
ROTC
anymore.
Not from what I understand, yeah.
Okay.
From what I understand, they still do. But they lied to me when I enlisted. They told me I could enroll in a certain program that would make me a pilot. So I said, sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I got my signature on the paper and I'm going over to basic, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
I find out that program ended years ago. So the fucking recruiter
damn.
Lied to me.
Mm.
He lied. A lot of recruiters lie to everybody. So
that's true.
That happens a lot. That happens.
Right.
Oh, by the way, I listened before I got disconnected. I listened to part of the song. I like the background beat. I like the lyrics. I don't think the guy's delivery was good, but I like I like part of the lyrics, and I like the background beat.
Yeah.
You know, of walk through. I like that. Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. And you know, an artist. Wait a minute, Joe left. Did Joe leave? One of your phone numbers left. Okay, but you know, an artist needs that feedback, Joe. And it sounded like it was an honest feedback and not a feedback kissing somebody's ass, and they really appreciate it, don't they, King? I mean, that feedback was good.
Yeah.
That feedback was good.
Now
I'm sitting
over here, and I'm looking to make sure that I put the correct stuff on the flyer, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think – I think I put something wrong on there, you know?
Did you really? Well,
yeah, I think I did because he told me, he said, well, it said 11 a.m. on the flyer, and I said, I'm looking at it, and I said, oh, shit. I said, I think I was supposed to put Eastern or something, daytime or whatever.
Yeah, you're
supposed
to. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to put down the time zone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
oh,
you
yes,
have to put down the time zone.
Yes. And so, Yep.
Yeah, that's why. No, that's why we're going to do it again. I mean, we played, here's what we did. We played the man song, which is good. It got on the air. And then we're going to do the interview. And when next time when King does a flyer, he'll make sure he'll say 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, I think he'll
Okay.
And meanwhile, if you look at the description, you will see King's song there. If you look at the description of today's show, you will see King. Right there, and his song, Don't Get Caught in My Web. So all you have to do is hit that link, and you can hear King's song. It's right there. That's what I did right there. It says, Don't Get Caught in My Head. Just hit that link, and you would get King's song. Number one song. With how many downloads? Was it Don't Get Caught in My Web had only 90,000 downloads, King? Something like that?
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah, I think that one has 90,000 downloads, and then my latest song has over 97,000 streams right now.
Damn! Look at that.
So yeah, and I'm my celebrity publicist. He's shopping me around right now, and so I told him the two labels that I wanted to deal with. So we're going to see what we can do right now, but something is going to have to give, what I mean? I know I've been asking people if they know anything about reading, contracts, what I mean? Because, I've read them before, understood some of it, but I didn't understand it the way I wanted to. So I need somebody that really knows how to read a contract where they can break it down to me so I can know what's going on, what I'm saying? Because one thing that I don't want to do, I don't want to give my full rights over of my masters, what I'm saying? Because then I won't really be making any money. So, the only two labels that I know that does that, they will work with you is, the ones that I gave my guy. So, like I said, Everything is looking good this year. I'm hoping next year things be better and,
It has to be.
I mean, but they got to give me a good deal though, because like I said, I have a movie that I want to put out that's about myself.
Right.
And I have two TV shows that I want to get going. I have a clothing line that I want, like I have some stuff that I want to bring to the table. So they have to give me a good deal. And, at least give me the deal like what Master P had, because, Master P kept half of his masters or whatever and, gave them a cut or whatever, So, but, yeah, other than that, man, the song is hot right now. So, right now I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to do a video, And, I want to put something out that's going to be nice, Something that's going to,
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, so...
We already debuted your song, but we're going to play that again in our music show. That's going to be my opening. Your song will be my opening, and then we'll go into the interview. But until then, you can, if you look at the description, just hit that link. Don't Get Caught in My Web, and you'll be able to hear it from our SoundCloud collection. And there he is. Well, no, hell, I can't do that with the King. We got to play King's song. I mean, after all, the man woke up for me. You know what I mean? And while I look for this song, we're going to interview more about Joe and how he killed innocent children and people overseas when he joined the Air Force. Go ahead, Flyboy. You're on.
Well, I enjoyed it immensely. You had no idea how much fun it was. Fly over all the villages and the huts. And to see the little kids running out and go, Americano, Americano. And then I dropped the phosphorus bombs on them. Oh, that's right. You did that in your dreams, Brian. Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
It was such a riot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
I know. Joe, can you imagine, seriously, buddy? I mean, seriously, you're in the plane, and you know you have your mission and everything. And one guy, I was watching a war movie, and he says, you know, you don't look at the people who, you know, the devastation after you drop the bomb. I wonder what goes into their mind. They do a mission, right? You're saving America. I guess you don't think much of it. But
no, you may have some regrets. I'm sure there were Vietnam vets that had regrets. But if you're a flyboy, or if you're on the Navy and you're shooting the guns from the boat onto the shores,
right,
you don't really see anybody dying. And if you're a flyboy and you're dropping bombs, you don't really see the damage. You know, so out of sight, out of mind for some of the people.
I guess you're right.
Fighting wars. You know,
do
but,
you have new?
There's a lot of people who.
Mm-hmm. I'm only rushing you, Joe, because we got 3 minutes. But this is a serious question. This is a real serious question. And
okay.
Joe, we know you're young. We know you're young. We kid with you and everything. But in history books, when you read in your history books, did you have a lot of admiration and regarding the Tuskegee Airmen and what they went through and what they did? You know, as a former person who
served.
No,
you don't learn much about the Tuskegee Airmen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to read about it primarily outside of history class. You have to buy books or read it on the web. So
right.
you don't learn much about the Tuskegee. But you know, from what I've learned about them, they were an all-black unit and they performed very well.
Yeah, they did. Which we all do. When it comes to killing white people, we kind of excel into our profession. Don't we, King? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yep.
King, you're not supposed to answer yep. You're not supposed to answer. Oh, yeah. King, what are you doing? Don't answer that.
Yeah, we kill white. And it's a good part-time job.
Yeah, I know. Yep. We just put them in a different uniform and we shoot them. Oh, man. My father used to tell me, my father, and goes with the air, and he went into Korea War. It was in the Korea War. And he lied. Mm-hmm. He lied because he came from a very abusive household that he signed, and he went, at 15, he joined the war. I think it was World War II. I'm trying to remember. And he was 15, and he was supposed to be going to Okinawa. And he used to tell his stories that he was brave and all this. And my mother said, no, he cried from – he was the only soldier that cried from America to all the way to Okinawa. He joined at 15, had tears running down his eyes, you know. And I went, what? And he cried like a baby, and they found out his age, and they sent his ass home. But he did enlist in the Korean War. But he said during that time, it was really weird, and he used to tell us a story. He says, when I was being shipped back home, he was on a train. And he was on a train. He was sitting in the middle of the train, and these German soldiers were captured. And he says, believe it or not, they made the black soldiers get up and move to the back of the train while these prisoners of war Germans had to sit in front. I remember that story he told us very well. It's just weird, man. It's just strange when you fight for your country and you can't wear your uniform. But I don't want to put a bad thing on that, but just a little true story regarding Army, you know, some of the dark days, right? All right, kids, come on. You guys got to come back. Okay, the show's starting in about 2 minutes. Please call back in because we have Sensational at 60. Susie Hill will be here. King has to call back in because he's going to be co-hosting. I'm going to put him right into the deep water, and King doesn't know anything about it, but he's going to pull out his co-hosting skills, and he's going to interview this sensational lady at 60. Hope Joe's here, too, because we're going to talk about sex and relationships and stuff like that. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, I'm going to come
back. We're going to we're going to come back in about 30 seconds.
Okay.
We have to, but everybody has to call back in because this show ended. But I want to thank Mr. King, Mr. King Webb, and he will be co-hosting next segment in 10 seconds. But I want to thank his group, G-Main The Game. He will be rescheduled for a new interview. It's going to be great. All right, everybody. We'll see you in 10 seconds. Bye.